Now, I have a few questions for you in our talk this morning, and I hope the youngsters particularly will be able to answer them. Tom, can we have the first picture on the screen, please? Now, what period of time does history deal with? Yes, the past. Yes, that's right, James, it's the past. Yes. Now, what period of time do current affairs deal with? Leah?
The present.
Yes. Now, what period of time do weather forecasters try to predict? Catherine? The future. That's right. Yes. Yeah. Right. Now, a few items are going to come up on the screen, and I want you to tell me what period they refer to. And it's either the past, the present, or the future, or maybe two of those. So, what period of time does New Year's Day refer to? When's New Year's Day? The past and the future, exactly right, yes. What period of time does 2020 refer to? The young lady squeezed between Catherine and Leah. The future, that's right, yes. And you are? Amy. Well done, Amy. The 18th of November, 2012. The young lady next to Kathy.
Present.
Correct. And you are?
Maddie.
Well done, Maddie. King Henry VIII. Yes, James. The past. Yes. The 16th century, if my history is correct. Yes. The first person on Mars. James. No. Amy. The future. Yes. Yep. The founding of this church. Leah. Correct. The past. November. Catherine. The present. Yes. Christmas. Yes. Correct. Well done. The future and the past. Well done. Yes. The first man on the moon. You're not risking it this time, James. Wise man. Maddie. The past. Right. 1990. James. Correct. Yes. King Charles III. Past, present, or future? King Charles III. James. The future, that's right, yes. Yeah, it looks to be still quite a number of years in the future as well. Yes. The Great Fire of London. Leah. Correct, the past. And I think that was the 17th century. Queen Elizabeth II. Amy. The present, correct. Yes. Cavemen. Maddie. Past, correct. 2012. James. The present, yes. Thank you. Yeah. So, all those questions referred to the past, the present, and the future. And today we're celebrating the church anniversary, the birthday of this church, Christ Church. And so we look back at the past, we think of the present, and we also have hopes for the future. But on the church anniversary, we're not only looking back nostalgically to the past and perhaps patting ourselves on the back. We're not simply looking with hope to the future, but we're also committing ourselves to serving God in the church, in the present, and in the future. And more importantly than that, we're remembering that our God is a God of past, present, and future. We worship a God who is always with us, has been with us in the past, is with us today, and will be with us in the future. Tom, can we have the second slide up, please? Right. These are all Bible texts or verses, and I want you to tell me whether they refer again to past, present, or future. I will bless you, James. Future, correct. I led them with ties of love, Catherine. Correct, the past. I trust in thee, O Lord. Leah, present, correct. He leads me. Only James is certain about this. It is the present, yes. The Lord has blessed me. Amy. Correct, the past. I will trust. Leah. The future, yes. I have trusted in thee, O Lord. Yes. The past, correct. Well done, young lady. And you are? Asha. Asha. My pronunciation isn't very good, is it? It's poor. Right. But well done for giving me a correct answer. This day I will bless you. Maddie. The present, correct. The Lord will guide you always, James. The future, correct, yes. So all those texts tell us that our God is faithful. And they also tell us we can be confident about his eternal purposes. Tom, can we have the third picture up? Now, they are two texts from our Bible readings this morning, and they really confirm what we've been thinking about. The first text is from the book of Hebrews, and it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the second text is from the end of Matthew's Gospel. the risen Lord Jesus said to his disciples, and he says to all his followers, I am with you always to the end of time. And so our texts are just confirming that God is with us always. And so at this church anniversary, we celebrate and give thanks to God. The God who's been with us in the past, is with us today, and will be with us in the future. And we come with hopes for the future. But of course, most of all, what we're remembering is that we worship a God who is always with us, yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you for your help with that talk. I couldn't have done it without you.